Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today? I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. We got a lot going on today. You know, it's a Thursday. That means Thirsty Nick is chomping at the bit. He's got his quiz at 3 o'clock. We've got Rick Haro at the 5 o'clock hour talking about the business side of sports. A lot to get to there. Our phone number, if you want to jump on and talk, is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That is also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN and Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. If I may I start off the show with a question? Just a question. Pete, I would like to go back in time, if you would not, if you'd indulge me with your sound effects, please. Thank you. I would like to go back in time 3 years ago, 1 year ago, 1 month ago, 2 days ago. If I were to come on the air and do a 5 o'clock hot take, something in the order of... Colin Kaepernick will be praised for kneeling during the anthem by many, and Drew Brees will be the most vilified person in sports for supporting the flag. How quickly would the two of you suggest I go in for drug testing?
Oh, yeah. And I would have said one of two things. One, you're on the B channel that Chris is always hosting, or you're in some sort of sports radio nexus that is... you know, making its way through the universe in some parallel universe. I don't know. That's what I would say. But yeah,
you're right. Planet are we on? This is unbelievable what is happening here. And again, we mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, the comments, Drew Brees was doing an interview with Yahoo Finance, and he said he'll never agree with disrespecting the flag. And he was asked something that we were kicking around too. It's like, hey, how are you going to react when players start kneeling again for the anthem again? Because you know that's coming. And that was his response. And then, of course, this morning he issues an apology. Pretty good apology, I got to say.
I thought it was tremendous.
Said he missed the mark. Yeah.
Yeah. And his teammates now, many of them now coming, or a few of them anyway, that I've seen the last hour coming out backing him. As much as they vilified him yesterday, now they are backing him and praising him for telling him that that's what a leader does.
Is one of them Malcolm Jenkins? Because he was the most harsh. He was
not
the most
yet.
Harsh.
Not yet.
Because
Michael Thomas said this: one of my brothers made a public statement yesterday that I disagree with. He apologized and I accept it because that's what we are taught to do so as Christians. Now back to the movement. Hashtag George Floyd.
Thank you, Mike Thomas. Brilliant. Because people don't accept apology. I've seen a lot of people saying, we saw his true colors yesterday, and I'm not ever forgiving him, which is ridiculous. And I want to really see what Malcolm Jenkins says, because there's a couple of things, Pete, that I'm very disturbed by. Number one, Drew Brees, for the last 15 years, he and his wife have poured millions of dollars and numerous hours into that community in New Orleans, many of which have been helped have been minority children.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees' body of work on this, it all went down the toilet in 1 hour yesterday. I'm shocked by that. That's the number one thing I'm shocked by. And number two, I get it if somebody wants to say, hey, bad timing, I don't like this statement, Drew, rethink it, whatever. But the vitriol that came with it toward a really good guy, by his own teammates, by LeBron James, by Ed Reed, they hammered him for this with anger that disagreeing is one thing. The anger that came with it is another.
Well, I'm hoping after the, I think, very sincere apology that he made today, maybe we'll, I mean, you know, we can read it for you if you want later on,
yeah.
But. Cooler heads may be prevailing. Last night was, I couldn't believe it. Ed Reed, that was frightening when I saw that online last night. I understand it. And I started really thinking about it after the show. And as the night went on, I was thinking to myself, timing just probably wasn't the right thing. He probably would have received a lot less criticism / hate, whatever you want to call it, when the question was first asked to him, if he had simply, mentioned George Floyd and mentioned what was going on and, and kind of mentioned what he did in the first part of his his apology. If he had gone that route first, and then if he wants to express later on what he said afterwards, okay, maybe it would have been okay, but I understand where some people have come from. I mean the hate and everything else. I mean, there was some real nasty stuff that was said, and I don't, even 2 months ago, the guy donated $5 million of his own money for coronavirus, which a lot of other guys have not done, by the way.
Right,
white and black. I think cooler heads are going to prevail today. I liked what I heard from Michael Thomas, and there are others that are out there that, talk about him now being a leader after what he said. But I like you, I was stunned at some of the hatred that came out there. But it's because look where we are in the country right now. Everybody is so on edge. I mean, you can't say anything. It's either pass or fail. You're with us or against us. And, right. First I was angry about it yesterday. I'm like, well, what is it? If somebody says they want to take a knee, you're an a-hole. If you don't want to take a knee, you're an a-hole. That's why I said yesterday, just to hell with the national anthem. Just stop playing it. Then you got nothing to report anymore.
I want to talk about that further, too.
But overall, it was, look, did Drew Brees make a mistake? Yes, I think he made a mistake. What did he deserve all the heat that came down on? Maybe a little bit, not as much as some other people would like to throw at him. He deserves some criticism. He deserves some heat. And I think he realized, and I think he did the smart thing, just like what Fangio did yesterday. And what Drew Brees, he had to do that early this morning. Thank God he did it. It was before 9 o'clock. It was a good move by him. But I'm interested to know from our listeners out there throughout the day what they thought about it. If they were upset with him, Shannon Sharp is talking about having him retire. I mean, what an idiot. Shannon Sharp, you should retire off broadcasting and go back and play. You're a great player, but not a great talk show host. But going to the extreme that way is just, it's just too much. So I'm really interested in the callers today and the texters about what they feel about it, because we have a real diverse group of listeners, I feel.
I would love to hear it. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We'll play the Drew Brees comments. We'll read the apology in case you missed it. I imagine Drew Brees was up all night, sick about this. I was up half the night because I was twisting on this, both trying to figure out my reaction, trying to figure out, look, you just said a moment ago you think he made a mistake. I think part of his statement was a mistake, but if you were to listen to his statement in a bubble, okay, there's nothing wrong with the statement. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, it's also the way he delivered it. It's not that's how he's going, my family fought, my grandparents. Right. It wasn't. Right. It was very calm, and it came from the heart. I understand that, but I think the fact that he did not address initially, which is what we've all been talking about George Floyd, and went right into his own personal feeling. It kind of, I understand how some African-Americans, I totally get it. Rightfully so, how you feel like, wow, this is supposed to be one of the leaders in the NFL. The first thing he doesn't even address George Floyd. He talks about himself and kneeling and everything else. So, I mean, I kind of get it. Was some people way over the top? Yes. But I understand it.
Yeah, and like I said, in a bubble by itself, the statement wasn't wrong. But in watching it, it seems like he's been in his basement for 3 days and has missed out on some of the. It did hit me like that a little bit. Back to Shannon Sharp's comment. I'm going to tell you, I had some thoughts about, and this is yesterday when it was. I mean, the heat was coming down. I thought, does he retire? Does do you have to trade Drew Brees? I mean, can he go back in that locker room again? These thoughts were going through my head. I didn't really follow through on them, nor do I believe them. This too shall pass, I hope. But I'm just.
But didn't you get the feeling, Craig, that he was going to issue some sort of whether it's going to be an apology / another statement? Because I thought by the time I drifted off to sleep last night around midnight, I had a pretty good feeling that before we get on the air today, well before that, he was going to issue some sort of other statement.
Well, yes and no, because number one, after he made the statement on Yahoo, one of the ESPN outlets, he doubled down on it. And I thought, oh, he's gonna stick to his guns on this. And then, as I've mentioned many times on the show, it seems like we don't accept apologies anymore. I said, yeah, maybe he will apologize, but will it do any good? Because, you know, when I heard what Malcolm Jenkins said, I thought, this might not be salvageable. Again, we're in a different era. I don't know what's – are apologies acceptable anymore? With everything that's going on, is everything PC from now on? Does anybody have the sack to say, hey, you know, Drew Brees didn't do anything wrong or just had bad timing?
Bad timing, and Cougar Hunter, I think, brings up – and what I've been saying, too, is that he thought people were, you know, protesting America instead of racism. And if he had brought that up earlier in his comments, I think it would have.
I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. A George Floyd mention at some point would have helped. I listened to Golic and Wingo this morning more than I ever have in a long time, and Lebatard afterward. But with Golic and Wingo, I'll just say it. It was like. They didn't come out and say this specifically, but it was like three white guys sitting around apologizing for being white for 4 hours. And they brought on every African-American ghost guest they could, from Bobani to Booger. Booger was pretty hard on Drew Brees, I got to admit. I just one right after the other, and afterward I'm like, okay. I'm trying to understand, too. We've mentioned this before. We're three white guys on this show, too. So I'm trying to do a lot more listening this week than I am talking. But I go back to my opening comment. We're now at a point where Drew Brees can't say something positive about the flag and the anthem without getting ripped, because we have the history now with Colin Kaepernick and what he actually was kneeling for, as opposed to what that got portrayed to be. I'm not dumb. I understand what happened there.
But I think a lot of African Americans a lot of other races would just tell you that this was not about the military and the American flag. That's why Drew Brees missed the point. This was about, you know, social injustices that have been going on in this country for a long, long time. And obviously what happened in several police departments, some severe over the last, decade. That's where I think people really got upset.
You're right. But the way the question was asked to him, that kind of was in a bubble by itself, too.
That's true.
Drew Brees is allowed, here's the biggest statement I'll make today. Drew Brees is allowed to have his feelings about the flag and the anthem, just like Colin Kaepernick is. You know, there's no right answer. The flag means something different for everybody. And that's why I keep kind of coming back to defending Drew Brees here and his opinion in a bubble. Again, bad timing, should have mentioned George Floyd. But in and of itself, he's allowed to have those opinions about the flag.
Yeah, no question about it, and so is everybody else, as we have talked about. But the issue that the main issue, you know, this is not about the military or a disrespect to the military or in Colin Kaepernick's case and disrespect for the flag. I know others still take it that way, and that is your right. You have that right if you feel offended by. Some of the other comments and people kneeling, and because you feel the flag and the military has been disrespected, that's your prerogative, and you have the right to feel that way. I'm just telling you what I know is that all the NFL players that have kneeled, it has nothing to do with the military or the flag. It has to do with social injustices. Now, you can choose to believe them or not believe them. I'm just telling you that's what it is, and that's what it has been. And we've talked about Kaepernick before, and maybe we should have been paying more attention to what he was doing back 4 years ago. And I'm not talking about the pig side. That's a different issue. We said this yesterday too. He's probably never going to be welcomed in Miami because of the Castro thing. No one's ever going to forget. I understand that, but his greater point was about social injustices. Now, shouldn't all of us? I mean, all of us. I mean, what's the goal here? You know, I mean, what are we committed to? Justice for all, right? Everybody's created equal, are we not?
Right. But how do we bring that about? I mean, everybody's issuing their statements. Everybody's issuing their statements and all that. I keep asking all week, but what's next? How do you elevate the field for African Americans if that's the goal here? How do you do it? I don't know that anybody's got the answer to that.
I don't know. I don't. I mean, you know, standing out there for hours with a sign up in the air. Great, that's your right to protest, but until we get some, you know, I'm just using, since the police has been a big part of this in Minneapolis and other parts of the country, you know, until we get, you know, there's got to be change. You got to weed out the bad apples in these situations, and it's true, you know, it's true in all businesses, really. It's not just law enforcement; it's everything.
Right.
You got to weed out the idiots right away. You know, and you got to change the mentality, and I'll say it again, and all forms of life, man. If you're going to commit a crime, I don't care if you're in law enforcement, or most of you non-law enforcement, you're on video every single day. So, you know, you get caught. That's that's on you. And I saw another visual of a policeman, I think up in Sarasota, had his knee on the back of the neck of somebody, and somebody had to pull him off.
Yeah.
And that was the other day. That was either yesterday or the day before.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to read some texts from the Stony Brook Golf Club text, because people, like, I get it. I think some people are afraid to call in and talk about race. I get it.
But that's the problem, though. We need to talk about it.
Well, that's what you and I have been trying to do all week.
Yeah.
239 says, Craig seems shocked by the vitriol Drew Brees got. Like, it's too much. It's nowhere near the level of hate Kaepernick got for being peaceful. I didn't see any death threats to Drew. Kaepernick still gets death threats. Okay.
Well, there's some truth to that.
Let's see here. 859 says, honor the country and the flag can't please anyone. Drew Brees did not have to apologize. I think there's a lot of people out there that didn't feel that he needed to apologize. And in other words, the apology is not good enough. It never will be.
That's the bigger part of it. Yeah. The bigger part of it is the people who don't accept the apology. And you know, I think as the day goes on and the days go on, it'll be more accepted. Because I do believe that, you know, that came from his heart. I mean, I could picture him writing that. And it was very well thought out.
Well, there were some people that were upset a part of it. And we'll read it here in a little bit. The part I... It was along the lines of, sorry if my words offended you. People picked that apart today. It was one sentence.
I know they did. I know they did. Florio did this morning that part of it when it came out, and it didn't come out till the end of his show.
Yeah.
But
Gunpowder says, what happened to actions speak louder than words? You said it, Craig. He's given millions away to the local community. Yeah, that all went by the wayside in a heartbeat. I mean, I could go on and on with these texts.
Yeah.
A lot of people agreeing with Drew Brees on this stuff too, but they're both sides of the issue. I got to be fair. I mean, I'm fair about this, but they keep on coming in. Text at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Well, the married one year says, well, if a 41-year-old white man thinks the kneeling thing was to protest America, he's a bleeping idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
859. If it hurts someone's feelings, too bad.
Yeah.
Well.
You know who stepped up right away was former receiver Joe Horn. And he was talking about LeBron and the harsh words LeBron had for Drew Brees. He says, look, man, you got to know Drew Brees. I know Drew Brees. You got to lay off him. Cut him some slack for this one. That was pretty much what Joe Horn said yesterday.
Green Falcon, I'm no huge fan of the police. I'm mostly Caucasian and Native American. Fully believe there are issues between the police and the black community, but I had issues with Kaepernick from the beginning because of the ways he shot his own cause in the face with the stupid socks and the Castro statements, etc. I acknowledge the cause, but don't care for the messenger. And he said that the current American flag is a symbol of oppression to him. How can you ever appease that? No, I mean, and I agree. He's not the only one that feels that way. I think it's I sure as hell don't feel that way. But I understand the part that I acknowledge the cause, but don't care for the messenger. That's the biggest thing. Mm. And you wonder, had say do my little butterfly effect. Say that without the socks and without the Castro statement, say Patrick Mahomes was in the league 4 years ago and just took a knee for social injustice. How do you think that would have gone over?
I don't think
after they won. Or say the second. Say after they won the Super Bowl. After he's been established and everyone knows how he's great. After
I don't think it would have gone over well. To be honest, at first.
Better than Kaepernick though.
Maybe, but like you said, Kaepernick had a little bit of the baggage with the pig socks and, and the Castro.
I'm pretending that would not be part of Patrick Mahomes, and we didn't have to deal. And you didn't know about Kaepernick. Say the Kaepernick situation.
Well, here's
never
the other
existed.
Problem with Kaepernick. Kaepernick pretty much kneeled, said, like, did one locker room press conference. Why? Next, he's opted out of a contract, and we haven't heard one word out of Kaepernick in 3 years. I think he could have done his movement, or the movement, much better service by talking and doing interviews and letting people get to know him a little bit better and where he was coming from. I thought that would have been helpful.
We only saw a botched workout. That's all we saw.
And the Nike commercial. That's about all we've heard out of him.
Mm-hmm. But going back to Cap, I mean, he started this not by kneeling. He started by sitting down on the bench, and he had one of his teammates who was a veteran,
right,
go up to him and say, hey, you know, this can really be construed as disrespect. Taking a knee is a universal sign of respect. This would be a better way to go about and get your message across without upsetting people who don't understand where you're coming from. So Kaepernick tried. I mean, he really did. And again, if it offends you, that's on you. That's fine. I mean, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know what his intentions are. Now, his intentions and how they come across and how they're construed through your eyes, they could be different.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Let's start off with Cameron in Fort Myers. You're on with Shima to Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Cameron.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm just want to speak on this from my point of view. I'm an African-American male from a military background family, and I understand his feeling toward, kneeling toward the flag, but the issue was misconstrued the way that he came off with his, what he said yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I understand, that you're not supposed to kneel to the flag and what the military guys did and stuff like that. But my grandfather, when he came back when I was younger, he always told me never to go to the military because of the situation that him and his father went through when they came back from the situations they were in when they were in the military. You know, you got to see it from both sides.
Oh, yeah, and you've got got some solid perspective, no doubt about it. That's why I'm glad you called. Now let me ask you this, Cameron. Do we accept apologies anymore in this country? Drew Brees, go ahead.
Everybody makes mistakes. We're human. We all make mistakes. But you can't be blind if someone's trying to tell you something and trying to tell you something and trying to tell you something and you still turn your back to it. That's what can't be apologized. You know what I mean? If he truly feels that what he did was wrong and the apology was sincere, I forgive him. I have no bad blood towards the man.
Yeah.
But, some people are going to take it that way and still have, pent-up frustration about it.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
All right, Cameron, thank you. I appreciate you picking up the phone today, man. Thank you. And thanks for listening to the show.
Yep.
Jeff Nixon is on the phone, our resident golfer. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Jeff.
I'm good.
Are you going to call and blast Craig about his hatred for Georgia?
I don't hate Georgia.
No, I think that ahead of your times, when things are a little lighter, we'll do that.
Okay.
I heard you. I heard you a little bit on your show the other day. I was driving around, and you made some great points. You had a couple interesting callers, but you made some great points.
Yeah, we had a couple of kooks call in for sure. I got to be honest. When Kaepernick did that a couple years ago, I didn't quite understand it or grasp it, and I kind of thought it was disrespectful myself. But now that I see it on the other side of it, I'm starting to understand more and more what he stood for and what was happening. And on the flip side of that, Drew Brees, no one did more to uplift New Orleans after the hurricane than Drew Brees and Drew Brees' foundation and what they've done there. And this is a great guy. I mean, I get it. He misspoke, okay? And I think I hope there's forgiveness for him. And I would hate to see him have to retire or something like that.
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen.
Making some kind of, you know, making a statement that, you know, that was his feeling. That's what he felt in his heart, that Kaepernick was disrespecting the country. I don't think it had anything to do with the Black Lives Matter or any of that. And he didn't quite see it maybe the proper way it was supposed to be seen, and he misspoke.
Yeah.
And he just, Drew Brees is a great guy. I mean, it made me sick. I got to be honest with you. This morning, I thought I was going to, you know, just.
Yeah.
Because it's all out the window in one day, right? It's all out the window, all that time and money he donated.
Yeah. I mean, he uplifted that entire community. I mean, you know, that Super Bowl win and what they did there, I mean, that was. Oh, I just felt sick at my stomach this morning listening to Mike and Mike.
Jeff, I want to ask you because you work with a lot of great young people, a lot of great young golfers. And with the coronavirus, I'm not sure if you've been able, how much teaching you've been able to do over the last even couple of weeks. I'm sure it's going to get better and better. But I was wondering if you had come in contact with a lot of the younger people. Has this subject come up at all?
A little bit, a little bit. I mean, you know, I teach an African American young man, you know. I've seen, you know, we've kind of talked about it, and it's terrible that he would be afraid of the police. I mean, it's just awful to think that, you know, kids 15, 14 years old have been patted down and frisked, and just because they're African American. I mean, that's just horrible.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all Americans.
Yep.
African American, white American, Asian American, we're Americans, and we need to act like Americans.
Yeah,
it's a horrible thing to think about. I grew up in the South. You know, I've seen discrimination up close. Yeah.
Your phone just.
Well, hopefully, hopefully we're taking the. Thanks, Jeff, and. And hopefully we're all becoming a lot more aware, and we're trying to do something about it. I mean, this is the platform we're trying to raise awareness for everything. And I still believe, and I'm sorry to say, I still think the people that are like 65 plus. I'm not saying everybody. I don't want to lump everybody in, but you're not going to change those people. I hear conversations still all over the place, and I sometimes just want to slap somebody in the face and go, what? What are you talking about? And a lot of these people are church-going people. They claim to be like these ultra-Christians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing you hear, you overhear a conversation, and it's about how racist. I've heard it, you know, walking down the beach, you know. Not every, but you hear little snippets of different conversations, the way people react. And
these are
the same God-fearing people that go to church every Sunday and pray to Jesus. Right. And I'm like, well, you're not taking his word to heart,
right,
because you don't practice what you're certainly you're preaching, but you're not practicing. What it's crazy to me.
Valid
some
point.
Of the stuff.
Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I would just like to ask a question. If Colin Kaepernick succeeded with his kneeling during the anthem, do you think George Floyd would still be alive? Do you think change would have happened if people would have come together?
That's a super tough question.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're talking 4 years ago, right? And we're talking about, though, if we had this kind of reaction then, I mean, and this is what I've always said this to Craig, you know, and about different, even about the NFL concussion syndrome, all that. And I always say, well, what is it going to take? A death? I always say that.
Yeah.
Why does it have to take a death for us to come together in situations like this? It shouldn't have to be that way. These cops should have been weeded out a long time ago. This guy's got internal affairs citations up the ass, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, more than a dozen, something like that. Why is it shouldn't take that many? And I'm not just talking about law enforcement. It happens in all sorts of businesses. People are given second, third, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten chances sometimes. Yeah. Well, sometimes you know one chance and out, and especially in law enforcement. Yeah, if you got internal affairs on your butt constantly, something is wrong. Mm-hmm. Something is wrong, and maybe you are just not meant for that job.
Mike,
get him out.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
We're late for break. Jay, hang tight. I saw Otis was trying to call in. We'll get to all of you here. 239-337-ESPN. Also remind you, Father's Day is right around the corner. Giving away a new 3-burner Weber grill. for Father's Day. Just submit your favorite photo of you and your dad to 993ESPN.com. It's right on front. It's really easy to find. And on Father's Day, we're going to tally all the votes for the most favorite one. And the photo with the most votes gets the brand new grill for dad. So do whatever you got to do. Tell your friends, your family members, everybody vote. Pile on, add on to the vote tally, and win. Check it out right now. Your chance to win a three-burner Weber grill for Father's Day on 993ESPN.com. Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN, and the 993ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at CraigESPN. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. I tell you what. We talk about having these uncomfortable conversations. The reason they are uncomfortable is because if somebody does say something, we see what just happened to Drew Brees. And people don't want that, you know, raining down on them. Or they don't want to be called a racist if they're not, if they say something that that's accidentally politically incorrect or whatever. And that's why people are afraid. They just rather be quiet. I'm going to tell you something. Tony Dungy's having a hell of a good week. I want to put this guy in charge of racial relations for the country. He had beautifully prayerful words regarding the riots over the weekend. And now he just said on Pat McAfee's show, Drew Brees cannot be afraid to say that. And we cannot be afraid to say, okay, I don't agree with you, but let's talk about it. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's simple and it's beautiful.
Imagine that, having a discussion instead of the old, you're either with us or against us, pass or fail mentality.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go back to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. And if you haven't heard the Drew Brees comments that started all this yesterday, we'll have those at Sound Street in just a couple moments. Jay in Fort Myers, thank you for waiting. How are you, sir?
Hey, Jay.
I'm all right. How about you?
Good, man. Great. Good. What's on your mind?
The Drew Brees comment was out of context. It was too soon. Well, not too soon, but it was at the wrong timing.
Yep.
I say.
Mm-hmm.
But, and respect, you know what I'm saying? You got to see where everybody's coming from, because I'm a black guy, you know what I'm saying? We get pulled over just because our cars look nice, yeah, or the area that we're driving in, or we get pulled over because, quote unquote, we look suspicious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard when you have to talk to your kid that's 16, well, almost 16, 13 and 9 about, you know what I'm saying? When you get older, you might have to deal with this. You got to tell them how to approach the police and don't move. Don't do this, you know what I'm saying? Because you might be a victim of police brutality or injustice. You know, you shouldn't have to talk to your kids about have them tell them how to approach the police or what happened if the police pull you over.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you want your kids to come home.
Right. Hey, look, as a white guy, I've had the same conversations with my kids. I heard Shaquille O'Neal on an interview saying he has the same conversation with his kids. I mean, we all should have that conversation.
Yeah, we should, but your daughter is not likely, your son likely to get pulled over randomly like a lot of African-Americans are.
True.
And as a young, you know, you're taught as a youngster, very young, you know, you respect authority. Used to be respect your elders. You certainly respect, police officers. And then you see all of this happening, and so when the time does come, if a police officer of age of 16 or 17 driving, whatever it is, and you're an African American, you do get pulled over. I mean, you go back, you're thinking, okay, my mom and dad taught me, or whatever, you know, be respectful to police, but why am I getting pulled over? I mean, I've gotten a few speeding tickets in my lifetime, not lately. I knew what I was, and I got pulled over. I was like, oh crap. I know what I did, but I never got pulled. Like, the only time I ever got pulled over wasn't randomly because my taillight was out and I didn't know that either. But to get pulled over randomly just because the way you quote unquote look or because the way your car looks, it's pathetic in this. It really is. It's pathetic. It should not happen.
Jay, thank you for the call. The phone line was kind of getting a little scratchy. Chris in Naples, you're on with Scheman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Love your show as always.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have a couple quick comments. One is, I can't even watch the video of that police officer killing George Floyd.
Right.
Can't even watch it.
Right.
That's the first thing. The second is I grew up in a big city, and I lived in Naples and Miami at the same time for years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And when I was a young man picking up the crews for my father's business, I would get stuck in the city that I was picking them up by the police would block down the whole city block
mm-hmm.
because there were black people there. And I think there is, unfortunately, without questions, a scenario that if you have dark skin, you're getting pulled over.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody denies it. You're right. And it breaks my heart every time I hear somebody say that happens to them. And it sucks. And that's absolutely one of the things we got to fix in this country. Chris, I appreciate it. I want to try and squeeze in mm-hmm. a few more. Bob in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. I really hear
Great.
You. Go ahead. Your phone's on now? The blink. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, my opinion is, though it's going to sound a little mean, but I don't think things are going to.
Your phone just dropped
out. Your phone's cutting out. Call back.
It sounds like he was going to say he doesn't think things are going to get better.
Your phone's cutting out. Yeah.
I hope they do get better. But I don't know what the answer is beyond everybody making a statement or, and again, what happened to Drew Brees in the past 24 hours. I think people will go back into their turtle shell and not have these uncomfortable conversations. But
I know that, and trust me, I know there's a lot of, we got a lot of sports to get to. We will get to it at some point within the NBA break and everything's going, a lot of good stuff. But I don't know if you saw this, Craig. This just is coming out now about Jake Fromm.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes.
Okay. Jake Fromm, when he was quarterbacking Georgia, mm-hmm. Said, he's apologized now.
Racist texts.
Yeah, it was a racist text from a few years ago, and it said that only he made a statement about guns, and he's like only elite white. He goes as long as they only sell them to elite white people.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all.
No, and obviously that came back to haunt him. It was in the text. It said that guns are good, but then added just make them very expensive, so only elite white people can get them. Ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
Probably done tongue-in-cheek and jest, I hope, but still, the images were posted online. Fromm released an apology and said he had also apologized in the team meeting. Of course, now he's a Buffalo Bill. He said, I'm extremely, extremely sorry that I chose to use those words, elite white people, in a text message, although I never meant to imply that I'm an elite white person. As stated later in the conversation, there's no excuse for that word choice and sentiment. While it was poor, my heart is not. Now more than ever is the time for support and togetherness, and I stand against racism 100%. I promise to commit myself to being a part of the solution in this country. I addressed my teammates and coaches in a team meeting today, and I hope they see this incident is not representative of the person who I am. Again, I'm truly sorry for my words and actions and humbly ask for forgiveness. Now, when he wrote the text, he was Georgia's starting quarterback. Again, Bills got him in the fifth round this year.
Did these texts get discovered, or did he just say, look, I got this in my past, I got to come clean, and in today's environment?
They were posted. I'm just going from the on Pro Football Talk. Racist text messages that Bills rookie quarterback Jake Fromm sent last year were posted online today.
Okay. All right.
The texts were dated March 16, 2019.
Yeah. Jake Fromm is trending like number two on Twitter right now because that is out. In addition to that, more college football news we'll get to next hour. Florida State has a dumpster fire situation going on with its football coach.
And maybe it's starting to cool down a little bit.
Maybe.
But I don't know. I can't tell. But there's some people that we'll get into all of it. We got some really good NBA stuff to get into. Lots of things happening there. Everything's been finalized. Everything we thought was how it was going. Well, that's the best news of the day is the NBA.
Yep. When we come back, if you haven't heard the Drew Brees comments yet, we'll have them. And Pete, why don't you dig up the apology as well? We'll read that too.
I got it. Yep.
So we'll do all that. Sound Street coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after
for me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
All right, if somehow you missed it, Drew Brees in his interview yesterday with Credit Yahoo, or with Yahoo Finance yesterday, here he is talking about the flag and his feelings, and it set off this firestorm around the entire sports world.
Every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And then we are all part of the solution.
Again, in a bubble, I get more and more incredulous that this whole firestorm got going over that comment. In a bubble, there's nothing wrong with it.
But also, he's talking about how it shows solidarity. Didn't he take a knee with all the other New Orleans Saints players a few years ago when Donald Trump called them sons of bitches for taking a knee during the national anthem?
Yes, he did.
That's also a sign of solidarity, and that's the point. It's not just being so close-minded that you can't see where the guy in the locker next to you is coming from.
Right.
I don't even know if it's about him being close-minded. It was just bad timing, you know. And I don't know. If you want me to read his apology here, I will.
Well, let's hold that off. I want to get to some of these, but I do want to do it. Here's Malcolm Jenkins. His reaction. He was pretty upset on Instagram yesterday.
If you don't understand that other people experience something totally different than you, then when you talk about being the brotherhood and all this other bull, it's just lip service. Or it's only on the field. Because when we step off of this field and I take my helmet off and I'm a black man walking around America and I'm telling you I'm dealing with these things, I'm telling you my communities are dealing with these things, and your response to me is, don't talk about that here. This is not the place. Drew, where is the place, Drew? I'm disappointed. I'm hurt. Because while the world tells you that you're not worthy, that your life doesn't matter, the last place you want to hear from are the guys that you go to war with and that you consider to be allies and to be your friends. Even though we're teammates, I can't let this slide.
Okay, and you can hear the pain in his voice, obviously. Yeah. Here's Ed Reed, no longer playing in the NFL, not one to really pop off about other people. Of course, we know him from the days of the U and with the Ravens. Here he is calling Brees a sucker. He's sitting in his car on Twitter.
I'm going to just get straight to it. I see Drew Brees trying to do his part in keeping black folk down. You're a straight sucker for that, Drew Brees. We all got kids, so I'm going to try to mind what I say right now. Drew Brees, you're a straight sucker, man. You're a sucker for that, bro. Why you think all these young people out here protesting? Why you think they out here protesting? The looting, I can see you speaking on the looting and saying that's bad, you don't support that. But why do you think all these young people are out here protesting?
He was going on.
Yeah, he went on for about 5 minutes. But you get the general gist. On the other, Amy had that, and Martellus Bennett. If you follow him on Twitter like I do, I mean, he has gone off like nobody else. It makes Ed Reed look. It looks like hundreds of tweets that he has just said. Many of them really, really. You white people this and you white people that. That doesn't help anything either.
No.
You know.
Not a fan of the white quarterback, is he?
Oh, no, the Captain America, as he calls him.
Yeah.
Here's
Lewis Riddick. Says Drew Brees' credibility took a hit with the lack of awareness on Get Up.
But his credibility now comes into question. His credibility took a hit yesterday with the lack of awareness and empathy he showed towards his African-American teammates, and as were, you know, beautifully articulated by Malcolm Jenkins. Credibility in that whole tripod of, you know, of things that I talk about when you're talking about leadership, I believe is the very most important. It's the most critical. your credibility, your trustworthiness, that people know that what you're saying to me to my face are the same things that you're saying to other people behind my back and when I am not around you. That you're still standing for me and you still have my back then, just like you say you have my back when we're on the football field, just like you say you have my back when we're in the locker room and when we're in the football building, and just like I believe that you have my back when we go our separate ways.
And again, I would like people to give him a modicum of, cut him some slack here, because as Drew Brees said yesterday, over 20 years, my actions speak even louder than my words yesterday.
Just, yeah.
His track record is
that's got to count for something.
It's I mean, got
how
to.
Does that not? You can't just, you know, yes, what he said yesterday initially might have been deemed insensitive by some. I understand that frustration and not addressing the cause. And I know what Ed Reed is saying and a lot of it, but, you know, he's a sucker for the. I mean, but what the guy did, look, the actions, I do think the actions are louder than the words.
Yes.
And I think his apology is, you know, it should be accepted. Now, there's a line in there, too, like we said, that, you know, maybe is. Could have rewarded differently, but it is a very sincere apology.
Yeah. Let me squeeze in one more here. Demario Davis says Brees showed leadership by saying he missed the point. This is on Get Up.
Because that has been the sentiment in America for the longest, and it's missing the point. Black people have been crying for far longer than George Floyd's death, and has gone dramatically unheard. And when you see Drew Brees come out and say, you know what, I missed the point, but now I understand my mistake. And now I'm going to do everything I can to learn from my Black brothers, learn from the Black community, and use the resources that I have to help the Black community. I think that's the model of leadership, and that's what needs to be modeled and reflected throughout America.
All right, a lot of heavy stuff there. We're late. When we come back, we're going to have an NBA season. We'll talk about that. We'll get into the Florida State football situation, and it is a Thursday, so we're going to have fun lighting it up a little bit here. Speaking of college football, I think that's the topic today for Thirsty Nick's Thursday sports test. That's coming up next.
There's a lot going on at Florida State. There's also five people that got tested positive at Alabama in football, too. That just came out the last hour as well.
Roll Tide.
Yep.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.